When musicians over the age of 50 are the star performers, you expect to see many baby boomers cheering them on. Aging rock music stars usually have baby boomer fans. Younger rock stars are more likely to appeal to millennials, the generation born after 1980. But that is not what happened at the Lock-In Music Festival, which took place last month in rural Arrington, Virginia. Many millennials joined baby boomers at the four-day event. The Lock-In Music Festival itself seemed like a time capsule with pieces of music from an earlier time. The performers were musicians like Robert Plant, Carlos Santana, and members of the Grateful Dead. Concert-goer Robin Blomquist and other fans remember going to concerts like this back in the 1970s.
I went to college in upstate New York, and they played, you know, you could go to a show every night and still make it to class the next day.
But this music also strikes a chord with a new generation of fans, like Jalen Michaels Levy.
My mother, actually, she's raised me on rock and roll.
Most millennials were not even alive during the time when these musicians were famous. Young people come to events like this one, joining people who could be their parents or grandparents. Many wear tie-dye tops and denim, popular clothing from the 1970s. The World Wide Web has countless videos of these musicians performing 40 or more years ago. Blogs and Facebook groups connect like-minded music communities. Older fans tell stories of the good old days. They hope to influence a new generation to experience concerts like these and recapture the activist spirit of the 70s. Another millennial festival goer had this to say.
The baby boom generation was really big on acting. Our generation, they think that sharing a post on Facebook or something is gonna, I mean, more people see it, it spreads awareness, but it doesn't put any action. There's lots of potential in our generation, but no one's making moves to make it happen.
Pete Shapiro is one of the organizers of the Lock-In Festival. He notes that millennials, who are known for being tied to their smartphones, like to unplug just as much as boomers do.
In this day and age, we all have these things. And we spend a big part of our day like this. I think that people want an opportunity to put that away and be in openness and be at the edge of the Blue Ridge Mountain Range.
And what do these young millennials make of these aging hippies?
We've met a lot of, like, the original deadheads. It's pretty cool to hear all their old stories and, you know, hear what they've done. Times haven't changed that much, really.
A lot of these people, I think, were, like, you know, at least I like to think at the front lines of social issues back in the 60s or the 70s, but as you get older, you get more jaded, and I'm very passionate about social justice and social issues, and sometimes it's hard to see that passion in the older generation, but, you know, I think it's still there.
With music to bring them together, the generations might find a way to work together to restart the movement that changed society nearly half a century ago. I'm Marcia James.